in a medieval town in Poland, a few hours' drive from Ukraine, in the courtyard of an old church. Volunteers from all over Europe are preparing aid convoys bound for the border. Less than a week into the Russian invasion, this spontaneous effort aims to help displaced and desperate people inside Ukraine.
They don't have anything. They don't have anything to eat, anywhere to sleep, nothing to fight with.
Volunteers are working against the clock to pack and drive as much aid into the country as they can. Organizers worry Belarusian forces allied with Russia could soon block their supply lines. This effort is the beginning of something bigger. The Polish government plans to use Lublin as a hub for humanitarian personnel, aid flights, and convoys to Ukraine. All signs point to a protracted crisis in Western Europe. Marina is Ukrainian living in Germany. In less than a week, her home was invaded, she was cut off from her family by war, and her middle-aged father was drafted into the Ukrainian army. He has a rifle, but she's worried that he has no body armor.
When you see that mom or dad are calling, you don't know if they are calling just to ask how I feel or to give the news that someone is dead, or maybe they are calling for the last time.
For now, her focus is to organize aid convoys from her home in Germany to her homeland in Ukraine.
And I'm also proud to be Ukrainian.
As you should be.
Very proud.
Late into the night, donations of warm clothes, food, water, diapers, toys, everything keep coming. But Ukrainians who are fighting need urgent military support. And people like Andriy are taking matters into their own hands. His car is packed tight with walkie-talkies, flak jackets, binoculars, all paid for by crowdsourcing on social media. He is perhaps the face of a burgeoning Ukrainian resistance.
Metal plates.
Young would-be influencers who see themselves fighting the army of a Cold War hawk.
Actually came from Dubai.
When we met him, he and his friend were driving to the border to cross into Ukraine.
Of course, I'm scared because I can die. Yeah, but my feeling is that Putin will maybe not die, but he will not be a president, for sure, because he's. He just started the big war, and I don't believe that people in Russian Federation, they are in his side, yeah?
We've met a growing number of Ukrainians living abroad, extremely motivated, they say, to go back and fight Russians, despite all odds. They are not part of a foreign army or fighting for some political cause. They are fighting for their homes and families. And Andriy's journey is made more personal because his wife and daughter live in Kyiv.
Dear Margarita and Daria, it's my daughter. I'm coming to you to save your life. See you soon.
Ordinary Ukrainians and extraordinary circumstances are all driving east, hoping to find their way home. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Lublin, Poland.